Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, this entire time my mic has been muted and no one has been able to hear me. So welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. I'm going to just finish up where I left off at. I was talking about flowing and the importance of flowing and how that can be beneficial for you over time. We're living in very changeable, unpredictable, but certainly changeable times that all of us are able to observe around us, from our government structure changing to down to the actual physical planet changing, people changing, lots of things are happening right now. And the change has been occurring not just since we moved into 2012. It's been going on longer than that. But we're more people are starting to pay attention to it now, feel the effects of the change. One of the biggest changes that has been occurring for people has been financially. A lot of people have gone from making excessive amounts of money to not making much money at all, or having to going from making it rain to looking in between sofa cushions for coins, you know, so that they're able to go out and sustain and eat and get sandwiches and whatnot. I mean, lots of things are changing. Changing in their black cards for EBT cards. That's been a reality for a lot of people. So how are people dealing with this change that's occurring? You know, and the change doesn't always have to be for bad. It can be for good, too. But often people resist change, particularly if the change comes abruptly, out of nowhere, spontaneously, that we weren't prepared for. If we do not learn how to flow with things, how to flow, how to trust the process, because there's no such thing as coincidence. You're not attracting anything into your life that is not for you, that is not there to teach you something that you can get the best out of and keep it moving on to your next experience. We're all here to live, love, and experience. Get our lessons, people. Get your lessons. Get them now. So if you've experienced some abrupt, some sudden change in your life right now, work on accepting that change. Whatever it is, even if you don't like it, even if it doesn't look good or it doesn't feel good, it's tough to see clearly when the water is all muddy, you know, but if you just sit still with it, ride it out, flow with the stream and give it a chance to settle, then things have a tendency to start to look more clear to us. But often, because we're trying to control our situation and what's happening to us and control the change, we'll fight. Yeah, we'll fight. We'll resist it. And this can be with whatever. this could be pertaining to relationships, pertaining to a job, pertaining to work, pertaining to your spiritual path, whatever. It can be applied to any circumstance that you're going on, that's going on in your life. Any type of sudden or abrupt change or circumstance that occurs that you might not like or might not be uncomfortable with, that you want to fight against. Stuff that you can fight against, I'm not saying don't fight for things that are important to you or that you're not passionate about, but should things continue to not go your way, should things, your efforts in fighting, you continue to lose the battles on the battlefield, if that's you and you continue to fight basically an uphill battle, it might be time for you to let go and flow. Letting go and flowing does not mean that you don't care. It does not mean that you're not responsible. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means that you're trusting the process of what's occurring in your life right now. And if you're a person that prays, you shouldn't be worried about anything anyway. Whole nother show. Whole nother show. I'm always bringing up alternate shows. But if you're praying about it and your faith is in a certain place where there's faith, there is no fear. So whatever change is occurring in your life, however uncomfortable it may be, whether it's a physical change, it's an ailment, a sickness that you're going through, anything can be occurring. We have to learn to flow with what is going on. Now, am I saying if you're sick, don't fight? Of course I'm not saying that. But how are you going to fight? Are you going to fight by being angry and being in denial about what's going on and how you got to where you are in that time? You know, are you going to fight by looking up alternate methods of healing yourself, working on keeping your stress level down, working on healing your mental body so that it can work on healing your body, your physical body as well? There are different ways to flow. Again, flowing does not mean you don't give up, that you give up or that you don't care. It just means that you're not going to be out there shedding blood, which is normally your own blood, against a situation that has to change. Change is the only thing that is constant in this world, that is consistent, that we can bet is going to show up every single day. Change. The day is going to change. The sun is going to go down. The moon is going to, you know, illuminate the sky. The seasons are going to change. From time to time, we have earthquakes, and the actual earth itself changes. The landscape changes. Volcanic eruptions occur and change the landscapes. So change is consistent. Okay? We're going to eventually transition change from these bodies, you know, and our bodies won't be working anymore. That's a change as we transition. So learn to trust the process, people. That's the biggest piece that I'm bringing to you right now. You know, if you've been sitting around and you listen to Healer Inspire Radio on a regular basis, I'm often talking about how important our thoughts are, how our thoughts are creating things that are occurring for us, okay? Whatever you're focusing most of your attention to, all of your energy is going into that, the lack of something. You're going to continue to experience more of that. So if all day you're thinking about, oh, I love my life. I have a wonderful life. I have love in it. People love and care about me. All of my needs are met financially, spiritually, and otherwise. I have wonderful relationships with my family and my friends. You know, if you're saying those things, feeling those things on a regular basis, you should have all those things in your life. Of course, most people aren't there. We all are what we are. So this show is not about judgment. This show is simply about awareness. Where are you in this process? Where are you with your thoughts? Are you expecting the sky to fall in? Are you expecting the worst situation to happen? Oh, man, that bad things always happen to me. That's just what happens. Effed up things always occur to me. That's your expectation. And that's your speech. That's your water cooler talk. That's your conversation that you chat about on Facebook, how this fucked up, effed up your life is. Excuse me, but it is what it is. If that's what you're talking about, that's what you'll continue to see. That's all you'll put your focus on. As opposed to, hey, I woke up today. Hey, I got out of the bed and both of my legs worked and went where I wanted them to go. Hey, I'm in my right mind. sometimes those things sound so little, minute, frivolous, like they don't really matter. But those are the things, if you were sick and dying in your dying bed, that would matter the most to you. We don't really appreciate a lot of stuff until we're without it. So some of the transition that you might be going through, some things that might be taken away from you could be for your highest good. They could be detrimental for you in the long run. If somebody just recently left you in a relationship, that could be opening up your, you know, the space for you to really truly receive the type of relationship that you want. It could be protecting you from something. But it's so easy for us to just focus on what we deem as negative, what we interpret as being negative about that situation. Yeah, we might be inconvenienced. Yeah, we might even go through some pain. But that doesn't mean that it's not for your highest good in the long run. So start to look for that. Look for the lesson. Whatever occurs to me in my life, I look for the lesson in it, because I know it didn't just come my way and float about for no reason at all. Mm-mm. Not these days. Everything, every experience that you have means something. It's contributing to who you are. It's shaping your character. So, learn to flow. Learn to flow, people. Simply learning how to breathe can help you with your flow. You know, when you start and the breath becomes short like that and you're not really breathing, you're not really getting oxygen to the brain, you're not really thinking logically. So learn to breathe in situations as they're occurring. Maybe write out a list of the pros and cons of the situation that's occurring. And really think about the pros, too. Because, again, the cons are going to come. What's wrong and what's effed up about life and the situation, that's going to come second nature to you. It'll just blow out your mouth like water out of a faucet. But really take some time to sit with what could potentially be good about this situation, about this change, about this transition, about this uncomfortable space that I'm in right now, about this heartbreak, about this disappointment. What have I learned from this? How can I apply that to my to the future? You might not even get that far with it. And that's okay, too. We all are where we are. So even if you're just starting with breathing, not getting upset, not automatically assuming doomsday is occurring because this happened. A lot of times we worsen situations that occur in our lives just based on our expectation of it. Perfect example of a lot of people's fear of riding in the car and being pulled over, even if they have nothing, no fear, no reason to be fearful. They have license, they're not riding illegally or anything like that. They don't have a bunch of open booze in the car. You know, they're fine. But there's some people that just have a fear, you know, a car, officer's car coming behind that. Well, that fear has an energetic vibration on it, and it's going to be transferred. It's going to go out into the universe. And guess what? That car behind you might just pick up on that vibration that you're feeling and that fear and boop, boop, get pulled over. Most of the people I know that get pulled over are often very paranoid about being pulled over. They expect to get pulled over. If they see the cop, oh, man, but she's going to come over here and mess with me. That's the expectation. And so it is. But if you change your mind about it, like, hey, they're just doing their job and riding down the street just like I'm riding down the street. I don't have anything to worry about. There's no fear here. You're flowing with that situation. And more times than not, they'll probably flow on by, especially if you ain't doing nothing wrong. A lot of times we'll incriminate ourselves. Not just with the police, just, you know, period, with each other. We'll incriminate our own selves. So learning, as I get ready to wrap up the show, learning to flow, okay? Learning to just accept things as they come, observe them, and not always react, especially right away. Sometimes if you let that smoke settle and clear, you see that you might not even have to react. The best thing for you to do is to sit back and be still. Okay? So start to pay attention to that in your daily lives, people. You guys can check out more information. You know, first of all, again, I apologize for this show. The first half of it was muted, so this is clearly something I'm going to have to talk about again at a later date or maybe even tomorrow because my shows are only 30 minutes. I'm really big on just cutting to the chase, getting you the information that you need and keeping it moving. So I definitely have to bring this topic back around. Again, my sincerest apologies for kind of jacking up the switchboard there and having half of the show muted when we're talking about flowing, going with the flow of the circumstances that might be occurring in your life and how that does not mean that you do not care. That does not mean that you're giving up. It just means that you're not panicking, that you're not fighting, that you're not drowning yourself in an ocean when all you have to do is float and flow and trust the process of what's happening. All right? I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show and bring it back to you at a later day. Thank you so much for tuning in for your ears. I really hope to see you this Friday at the Sound of Silence Retreat in Atlanta. Well, I'm really looking forward to being quiet, doing the meditation, the wonderful yoga session we have with Brother Tawa Bliss. It's going to be a beautiful event, so looking forward to it. More information on here, number 2, inspire.info. That's here to inspire.info. And until next time, peace, love one another.